spare me the details. The light lets itself fall on the Thames, like the mono repudiation it is. Spoliate ruptured from marriage, vocation and Westminster, reflects momentarily on the state it's in, and then is gone. How light loses its lilac plumes, rushing after the cart of great ideas, with such aplomb, recommends you to misery, like real rain. The miserable sound of glass and cinders stretch itself out. We've heard it before. Discuss of valency across the embankments and released its identikit on the foreshore. Amateurs running their hands down the fetlock to unground the iron shoe, read the light going by the wayside. The light to water lily, white lit lilies in the water, and into iron lilies as due to you. You're doing those rounds. Oh, I like the big picture, but I don't like having to make up what happened in the daily before me. These metempsychotic lilies. A serial gross ineptitude, that sudden bewilderment of line when the youth's rhythm strikes one as odd. Behind the curve, the train door closed, the feet mismanaged into cabriole and arrière and troisième arabesque. Excuse my French, but now none of that circuit board will work. Not that those who modelled the austerity of their cognition on the prima saluta partook in this industrial philosophy. That basic circuit, the routine transmitting the status of who we are to ourselves, proprioceptive then, and others causal to our relation with the everyday, disappear. And what we do have in hand tells us so, tells others of this. And we go laden with a heartfelt posy to some destination which those transported also know to effect important on occasion, leaving the doors so we don't have to misspell its opening. And we had the this and the that recorded in the stance of passers-by. Each look and attitude that worked the given into the face was taken elsewhere, left to drift away. When the memory imbues the later work with such patience and regret, you wonder about those nymphaeas, where awkwardnesses are smooth, for they are shock absorbers, brake pads, resistors to the flow of things. Now it's that dark entrance and I should just go change the fuse, a sense of undertaking. I didn't want to see that, but I was detailed to make a light of her part in it. And then for that moment I should hold back from lyric indictment. I'm no longer sure I did see the light go to pieces in the water. What happened seemed not that the line collected itself, so it could turn a cartwheel as it went under the skirt of some lilac-plumed horse, and all that it had therefore lost its shoe. And it was in that abruption one felt the shiver and took to one's chores before the curtains were drawn. Oh yes, the sound had given itself up to my pathetic detection. Lapses of old in the asking are breathing. The air coming to reason with its whistler.